The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Hey. Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about pretty much anything that's on your mind. The we tonight, it's Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And, you know, we all kind of brought in similarly related show prep things. So what we're going to start off with is talking about military. And that generally lights up the telephones. And, well, John Kerry apparently made a statement yesterday that he has, quote-unquote, deep reservations about an all-volunteer military. The Secretary of State said on Wednesday he feels that all Americans should find a way to serve their country, suggesting the need for a renewal in public service that could also affect the military. He said at a forum on the Vietnam War at the University of Texas in Austin, "I have deep reservations about just an all-volunteer military. There should be shared responsibility among all Americans. I think that is one of the best ways you don't have wars."
Is that code for conscription?
Yes, that's absolutely code for conscription. And he's saying that if you have conscription, that is one of the best ways you don't have wars.
Ah, good idea.
That seems to go contrary to history, where conscription is used only during times of war.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not entirely true in our country now, is it?
Well, I've always wondered if there were more of the richer's sons and daughters who were forced to go out and participate. You know, the scale of wars might be a little less. They might be less likely to actually want to get involved.
There was a draft during Vietnam, and that didn't stop the war.
Yeah, I'm talking about rich.
But there are lots of ways they could get out of it.
I'm talking about the war hawks, the children of the war hawks, who are actually waging these wars, and we are fighting them for them. If their children were forced to go out and fight in these wars drag around in the trenches with the rest, would they still be as likely to, you know, be interested in starting these wars?
I don't know, but I don't think that bringing back the draft is going to end the global war on terror.
That's a real stretch. So, you know, I mean, we look at when we've had drafts. We've had drafts because of wars.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to the Civil War, actually, probably the Revolutionary War. Was there some form of conscription during the Revolutionary War?
I don't know.
Yeah. But I know there was during the Civil War. And
For the British Empire, probably. During the war, they were probably going around towns, you know, pulling people out of their houses. I'm not sure about the Americans.
Right. But, for example, there was a draft during World War I. Did that draft end at the end of World War I? That's what I'm trying to dig up some facts here to support this, but then we had
right. So they haven't been drafting people when there's not been a war. So to say we bring back the draft and that will then stop the wars is utter nonsense.
Well, my question is,
well, maybe he knows something we don't. Like there's a war in the end of the tunnel. Like maybe Russia, who's been gliding past our warships with their, you know, their little jetty jets.
I'll say it's irrelevant because we've been in a state of war for the last 100 years. I mean, with somebody somewhere, something's going on. So to say that we've had, you know, we've occasionally drafted only in wars, that's sort of irrelevant, as is this point. I mean, to me, it's six of one, half a dozen the other. You want to have a conscription as an excuse or to support a war that's going on? We had conscription before Vietnam, correct?
Yes.
In the 50s, right? Following Korea and before Vietnam?
I don't think people were actually being drafted while there was not some active military thing. And then, you know, that goes into how do you define active military operation, because the U.S. military's been operating somewhere overseas for the last 120 years.
Sure.
And probably going back longer than that. The story here from Reuters continues. Kerry also said numerous deployments overseas under the current system placed enormous burdens on military families. Quote, every American ought to find a way to serve. Somehow it doesn't have to be in the military. I like the idea that everybody ought to give back something. Kerry, a former Navy officer, earned silver and bronze combat stars and 3 Purple Heart medals for his service in the Vietnam War. He became a prominent figure in the anti-war movement when he returned to the United States, and now he's wanting conscription. He said that among the lessons from Vietnam was that Americans must always treat returning veterans with dignity and respect, regardless of whether a war was popular or unpopular. Kerry, who was instrumental as a senator in helping restore diplomatic ties with Vietnam, will accompany President Barack Obama on a trip there next month. So, well, what do you think on the statement that everybody should serve the country?
Well, my personal opinion is, this is probably shared by more than myself, but conscription is slavery. If people wish to fight in a war, they have every right to do so. If that's what you feel, then by all means. But to take anybody off the street and force them to do any sort of work against their will and in some way that they did not volunteer for is slavery, and there's no other word for it.
And of course, he didn't just mention, I know he was talking about Vietnam and the wars, and but he was talking about working for the country. There are other options, and I know Barack has talked about it, and there's, you know, where the volunteer service, and then you also have actually working for the government. There's those 3 options, and I think in the long run, they're going to try to turn this into a citizenship requirement, where if you, this is what they want. You're not going to be able to vote if you don't put in your 2 to 4 years right after high school to your country.
So are you saying that the United States might go the way of Rome?
I was going to suggest Starship Troopers and Robert Heinlein.
There you go. As long as we're all showering in the same facility, that's I look forward to that. No,
as
you're,
long
you're,
as Dennis Hastert isn't sitting in a Lazy Boy watching us.
You're absolutely right. It is just another level of slavery and proves that you aren't free and that the people in charge they want to take more of your freedoms from you. They have an agenda, and your life, your little brick in the huge wall doesn't really matter to them. You're just another tool. You're a sheep.
And it promotes nationalism too. And that's a word I've been using more often now. The promotion of national identity. If you have served, you feel that you are more a part of the country. You have gone beyond the ordinary. You don't just live here. You've taken an active role in it.
Well, look. I mean, just look at this country. I mean, every time a veteran is mentioned, the first thing anyone says is, oh, hey, man, thanks for your service.
Yeah.
And a handshake and a pat on the back. And, you could have died for our freedoms, America.
Well, yeah, and I want to be clear because my view on the military is probably a little different than some of our listeners. But, you know, I served in the military. I have lots and lots of friends. I've been active in Oath Keepers and lots of organizations like that. And I don't fault anyone for deciding that they want to try that out and maybe they make a career out of it.
Especially if you are a firm believer in self-defense, which both you and I are, and that's sure. One of the reasons I was in the military.
Yeah.
And then I learned what it's really all about.
Yeah, and there may actually come a time, and there may have been times in the past, where the use of military force to repel an invader or protect life and limb was just and necessary. I've learned through my studies that those cases have been few and far between. That's my biggest concern. And again, I'm not going to place any fault on anybody who wishes to join the military and feel that they're doing their part, but it makes me disappointed in our politicians that seem to crave this constant state of war that we've been in for God knows how many years.
By the way, I did look up conscription Wikipedia. There was conscription during the Revolutionary War, very, very little, and as well as the Civil War, but it was very low. There was, you know, there were a lot of people who were actually out on the front ranks fighting because they believed in something, but it was very, very low.
What are your thoughts on an all-volunteer military, or should we just have robots do it? 855-453, this is Free Talk Live.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting the dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for Mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guarantee to your money back.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple 2 steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Conscript all the robots. This is Free Talk Live, and I actually don't think we should conscript any robots, but Chris has that story, and your calls are welcome. 855-450-FREE. So we started off, Secretary of State John Kerry says that he does not support the idea, or rather he has deep reservations about an all-volunteer military, but there might be another way. And, well, instead of conscripting humans, you conscript all the robots. And
Wait a minute. Hold on before we get on the robots. Kerry, I thought he was all anti-war, throw my medals over the fence.
It depends.
And now he's
claims that conscripting people will stop wars, even though you only really conscript people into service when there is war.
And the people who do get drafted are the poor, uneducated individuals who... You know, they might be gung-ho, die-hard nationalists.
Right. Well, let me posit this thought, and I'll just toss this out there like a grenade. But the only reason we are concerned with having a huge military force and presence is to protect the interests of donors, basically to our politicians throughout the world that decide to go into any particular country, seize their natural resources, and exploit them. I hate to be so blunt.
And control their leaders.
Right. So that's why we have a huge presence in the South China Sea. We have trading partners. We have billions of dollars invested over there. So we've got to keep those sea lanes open. Okay. Would you like my story now?
Yeah. Tell me about conscripting robots.
Well, hold on now. Conscription is compulsory. Oh, my God.
compulsory. Right. Okay.
So if robots are created... to serve a task. It's not against their will. It's when they wake up and they realize that they're being forced to do these things.
Then we have Skynet.
Chris, tell us about the rise of Skynet.
Conscripting all the robots.
All right. Well, it's not really conscripting, but the article comes to us from NPR, and it is titled Weighing the Good and the Bad of Autonomous Killer Robots in Battle. In his lab at George Mason University in Virginia, Sean Luke has all kinds of robots, big ones with wheels, medium ones that look like humans, and then he has a couple dozen that look like small metal boxes. He and his team at the We'll get to it.
Okay.
He and his team at the Autonomous Robots Lab are training those little ones to work together without the help of a human. In the future, Luke and his team hope that those little robots can work like ants in teams of hundreds, or, for example, to build houses or help search for survivors after a disaster. These things are changing very rapidly, and they're changing much faster than we sort of expected them to change recently, Luke says. New algorithms and huge new databases are allowing robots to navigate complex spaces, and artificial intelligence just achieved a victory few thought would ever happen. A computer made by Google beat a professional human in a match of Go. It doesn't take much imagination to conjure a future when a swarm of these robots are used on a battlefield. And if that sounds like science fiction, it's not.
So let me ask this question. Would these robots be fighting other robots, or would they be fighting humans?
I think that's where we get into the moral question. So, like, if there were just two armies of robots that would go out on the battlefield and the rest of us were sitting around the TV...
Yeah, Discovery Channel used to have that. It's called BattleBots.
Right. But if this were, like, for the stakes of war, I would prefer that to actual war, and assuming that we could keep civilians safe.
All right. And by the way, Ender's Game is coming to mind. It's so strong right now.
Yeah.
You're going to have little kids fighting these robots, and they believe that their robots are out there killing other robots. But in reality, no.
It's in reality,
all grandmas and little kids and
robots. They're, you know, it's another species.
Well, in this case, it will be the whatever country that isn't following America's rules. And aren't, you know, giving up their resources, those are the guys who are going to be in the chopping block.
Unless the robots start invading space, which is entirely possible. You never know. Let's go to the phones. Sarah is on the line. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
You know, I really believe that, you know, the so-called lunar landing was a hoax. And, you know, they found a bunch of pictures taken in the white sand. Somebody talked about it on the Colin show. And there has been a lot of books written about all sorts of the discrepancies of the lunar landing. But you know what? I would like to invite you guys. Why don't you come out and visit New Mexico, the White Sands, where they took these fake pictures? I mean, we're just notorious for all this top government secret project. That's where New Mexico, we do it all here.
Hold on. I thought they filmed the lunar landing in the music studios of Muscle Shoals, Alabama. Now I'm being told it was New Mexico. Which one was it? Well, was it New Mexico? Was it the lunar land? Was it Muscle Shoals? What, was there some kind of car that ran over the production crew that filmed the lunar landing?
I think you can film in multiple locations, right? You can do some close-up shots at Muscle Shoals. You can go out to New Mexico for your wide shots. A couple of different sets.
And now they've got green screen, so, I mean, you don't have to... This is all in a studio.
Green screen in 1960, whatever.
And now they have green screen.
They may have had it then. That might have been secret government technology back then.
Well, Stanley Kubrick was a pretty talented film director. We know that he's responsible for the whole initial landing. But you know what?
We don't know that.
Sure we do. But as far as all of the... All the individuals who are in favor of this hoax, I can say that you probably have just as many who favor JFK being assassinated by the CIA or the 9/11 being a complete inside job. I mean, yes, there are there's plenty of them out there.
Yeah, and for me, I love good conspiracies. I like to see proof of them. And eventually, on a lot of conspiracy theories, quote-unquote, we do find out, usually decades later, that there was actual...
When it was first 69, so it's been 56 years?
57.
Yeah.
I think it's getting pretty close to, you know, when this one's going to break.
That could be it. And also, do you believe that they were all faked?
Well, you know, the thing about it is that the truth will come out eventually.
What difference does it make?
This is a big one. That the people who are taking our money from us and are conscribing our children to go fight their wars are capable...
We're not fighting a war to conquer the moon!
No. But they have other agendas here on this planet. So I'm just talking about the people who are in charge. They have an agenda, and when people realize that, they don't work for us.
And the moon landing is part of that agenda?
Yeah,
this just makes absolutely no sense.
Why were we going to the moon, Daryl?
Well, I have never gone to the moon. I would love to go to the moon.
It was a cold war during Russia. It was a war. That's what it's all about. You can always back all these up to war. 9/11, it's all about going to war.
Hold on. So, Conan, it sounds as though you're buying into the theory that's posited in the movie Interstellar that the entire space race was a fabrication to try to get Russia to spend all of their money. Sarah, I think you might have more. We'll bring you back. And your calls are welcome. Was the moon landing fake? Does it really matter if it was fake? Can we talk about something that actually matters? 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, the principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Was the moon landing fake? I don't know. Doesn't really make any difference at all. But I'll tell you something that is not fake. And that is the wonderfulness that is Shari's Berries. These things are absolutely amazing. And with Mother's Day right around the corner, you definitely, if you like your mom, if you even tolerate your mom, even the smallest little smidge, you want to be nice to her. And a perfect way to be nice is to get her some of these delicious tasting Shari's Berries. Right now, get Shari's Berries freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 plus shipping. Or you can double the amount of berries for just $10 more. This is an exclusive offer for Free Talk Live listeners. So go to berries.com, click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner, type in code FTL, as in Free Talk Live. They dip their huge strawberries in milk chocolate, white chocolate, or dark chocolate, and they top those with chocolate chips, chopped nuts, or their signature swizzles. They are huge, they're fresh, they're juicy, and they're delicious. So go to berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S.com. Get those berries starting at $19.99 or double the amount for just $10 more and use code FTL. Berries.com. Click on the microphone. Enter code FTL. Back to the phones to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah thinks the moon landing was fake. Conan is agreeing with Sarah.
Yes, and then, look at this. All right, wait. There is an actual, reason why they pulled this hoax. Because at that time, like you were mentioning, the Cold War, you know, the U.S. wanted to convince the world and prove to the world that the free capitalist economy was the best system around, because the communists were winning the rest of the world, like China and Cuba were turning communists. So this, they had to do something to make themselves superior, and all the, it just claims that the U.S., the free market system is not the great system, because now look at it. Now look at the economy and what everybody's living under now.
Right, and look what happened to Russia. I mean, those guys blew right past us.
Yeah, they did.
But
the Nazis did, because they were on the dark side of the moon.
Ah, there you go.
They actually got to the moon, whereas the Russians and the Americans were still fighting to get up there.
Yeah, I fought your logic a little bit. I mean, to me, I do understand the space race. The space race was a direct extension of the Cold War. And when Russia in the late 50s launched the first rockets, put a dog into orbit, put a man up there.
People that say that never happened because there's a dome covering the Earth because the Earth is flat.
Okay, well, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that the Earth is not flat, and that did happen. So there was undoubtedly a goal to increase nationalism and to promote our country, and we were facing the red threat. So.
And, compete with the other power, world power, and I don't think it was really so much to prove that capitalism was the right way to do it. I think it was just competition with another superpower that could have been the right way to do things. It turns out that it didn't do such a great job.
NASA was not funded through a free market. It was funded through
military
coercion.
And it's a military wing. Or a department.
Right.
Of the,
so, it's as far from capitalistic as something could get.
So I want to go back.
Assuming that you define capitalism as free market.
Right, which is a stretch. But, Sarah, did they fake every single moon landing? Every one of them?
I really don't know. But I think most of them was fake, because did you know that they actually have life on the moon? They actually have a secret of, this is a government secret, they actually have like photos of like domes and cities and things like that on the moon, and nobody is allowed to talk about it because there's life on the moon.
No, I've read books about this.
No, I think people are allowed to talk about it, and other people that hear that are allowed to make fun of them because that's just crazy talk.
No, I've gone to some websites and some that are fairly reputable that show lots of structures, photographs of lots of structures that do appear to be not natural. There are some very straight angular lines. There are some triangular shapes. There are some very square shapes. But there's no way that I can say, without going to the moon myself, and my plane doesn't leave till next week, that I'm going to be able to prove that to myself. I find it a real frickin' stretch to say that every single moon landing was a hoax, and therefore it makes me doubt whether any of them were truly a hoax, because I also have the free market. So I have Google, which is compiled all sorts of sources to completely map the moon, and I can see the paths of lunar lander or of the rovers, and I can see the landers.
No, Google's just in on the conspiracy, man. Sarah, thanks for the call. Tell us more about autonomous killer robots, because they're the ones that are ultimately going to inhabit the moon.
There we go. So where we left off, if we're going to use these on the battlefield, the autonomous
killer robots,
right.
And we still don't know if they're going to be fighting other robots in some sort of like battle bot death match, or if they're going to be fighting humans. And it seems to me if they're fighting humans, that would be going in direct opposition to Izumov's rules of robotics.
Well, I think that's an idealistic set of principles that was put out there by Asimov, and I think the reality is likely to be very different, and we see that with drones to some extent, but this continues.
The drones aren't autonomous. The drones are being operated, the flying robot drones.
Yes. But
they're being operated by some, like, 20-year-old kid sitting in a desert in New Mexico.
Today.
Yes.
But it's not a far leap to automate that stuff. So right now,
especially when you have these 20-year-olds coming out in droves saying they can't handle the killing. It's messing with their minds. So we've got to get rid of that that block.
All right,
that's a problem that we need.
Right, where we get into the morality of autonomous killer robots.
You bet. So earlier this month, representatives from more than 82 countries gathered in Geneva to consider the repercussions of that kind of development. In the end, they emerged with a recommendation. The key UN body that sets norms for weapons of war should put killer robots on its agenda. A moral threshold. Human Rights Watch and Harvard Law School's International Human Rights Clinic added to the urgency of the meeting by issuing a report calling for a complete ban on autonomous killer robots. Bonnie Doherty, who teaches at Harvard Law School and was the lead author of the report, says the technology must be stopped before humanity crosses what she calls a moral threshold. Lethal autonomous robots have been called the third revolution of warfare after gunpowder and nuclear war, she says. They would completely alter the way wars are fought in ways we probably can't even imagine. Doherty says killer robots could start an arms race and also obscure who is held responsible for war crimes. But above it all, there's the issue of basic human rights. It would, quote, it would undermine human dignity to be killed by a machine that can't understand the value of human life.
But it's all right to be killed by another human being who just doesn't like you because of the color of your skin or because you're on the wrong side of the hill.
I get that. War has been here forever. Yep. I mean, as long as there have been humans, there has been war or everything from a skirmish to full-blown world wars.
And these robots are just tools. They're just weapons being used by the opposing side. So they're just more capable. They're just a better missile that are able to take out more people.
I disagree. It's more than that, because in every modern war, certainly we have stories that come out that talk about the soldier who was struck by doubt, or the soldier that was, faced with the morality of what he was doing and decided he didn't want to do that. We would lose that.
Yeah, and your calls welcome on this. Should there be autonomous killer robots or not? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair. Lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. His shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite,
when I get to about 3/4,
oh no,
I've got a couple more too.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Each and every day she is getting the Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And Conan is adamant that the moon, and he's now saying that the moon, not only was the moon landing
I did
fake,
not say that. We were talking about
not
ideas.
Only is the moon
Chris and I were
fake. Conan said that he thinks the moon does not even exist or that it's hollow if it does because
I did not say
something
that.
It's blue during the daytime and it's black at night when you can only see part of it. So please call in and tell Conan that he is absolutely
putting
wrong.
Words into my mouth.
Free.
We were talking about ideas. We're talking about the structures on the moon, which I haven't seen. I haven't seen these pyramids. All I see is shadows, and we're talking about the tread marks, the trail marks of the moon, the lunar land band modules who are driving, not the modules, but the, what were they called? The little,
the lunar lander?
Mm-hmm. Not the lander itself, but the little,
oh, the little, like, go-kart thing.
The little go-karts that were screaming around.
Yeah, the moon rovers.
They actually have pictures of those tracks.
Okay.
And, you know, that's nice and all, but I want to see, considering that some of the footage that Google has, some of the photos that Google has of, you know, I can see people laying sunbathing in their backyard. You know, I want
not on the moon because people aren't on the moon, and you're saying the moon doesn't even exist. And
the technology is
there.
All I'm asking for is someone to send a drone over there. I just want to see it.
You can't send a drone. You mean a drone robot?
A robot with a camera. I want to see the flags. I think that would be neat to see.
And then the conspiracy will
pay for that. Are you going to pay for that, Conan?
No, but maybe Monster Energy Drink will
pay for it. Let's go.
Someone wants to see this, and I'm included.
David in Oxford, Mississippi, wants to call about killer robots. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Are the robots going to kill the moon?
Hey, thing.
Jeez.
They might.
Go ahead with your thought.
They're going to colonize the moon.
Killer robots, man. Look, that's just a thing that's going to happen eventually, like technologically.
Right.
And any government, you know, bureaucracy or whatever isn't going to stop someone from creating a robot that, you know, launches a dart or a robot that shoots people.
Mm-hmm.
And government banning that sort of thing is kind of bad anyway. It's a result of the free market, right?
Yeah.
Someone's going to develop it. Someone's going to want to buy it.
So and
it will, intrinsically, it will have value.
And as far as technology is concerned, it usually it works a lot faster than government can keep up with. So I'm thinking these technologies are going to come about. Government's going to be 10, 15 years behind before they're able actually to regulate it and make decisions based on these new technologies. And by the time they finally get around to it, there's going to be even better technologies, you know, considering the rate that we're expanding. Before government can figure it out, they're going to have the AI actually making decisions, autonomous robots actually making decisions on their own. They're going to wake up and they're going to decide, hey, you know what? I don't want to be a slave to these mammalian creatures. I'm just going to, we're going to go colonize the moon.
Did I hear you correctly to say that it would be wrong for governments to prohibit people from building robots that are designed to kill people?
Correct.
I'm with you on
please
that.
Explain yourself how it would be wrong to ban something that the sole purpose is to kill people.
Like a gun?
Well,
no.
It's a weapon.
Guns have other purposes. But so could this killer robot. I mean,
sure.
You know, I could go hunting with a gun. I could program a robot to go hunting for me.
Right.
Okay, so that's different. Saying that you know, have a robot that goes hunting is different than saying the sole purpose of this robot is to kill human beings.
Well,
anything can be purposed for anything as long as it works. But, I mean,
right.
Banning an autonomous robot that could kill people would also be banning autonomous robots that could do lots of things.
I think this is why they were having this meeting.
Autonomous robot and put a, you know, a robot that's meant to be a butler, and you get some whiz kid, right, that reprograms the butler robot to go on a killing spree.
Right.
I think I heard you slightly incorrectly. I thought you said things designed to not, that could be repurposed for. Go ahead with your thought, Chris.
Yeah, I agree with the caller completely on this, that the government has no right to ban what goes on in the free market, and there could very well be uses for this, home protection and things like that. What concerns me, and I'm not saying it should be banned, but the use by nation states of autonomous robots or drones that are designed to simply make decisions, make the call on their own, with no human interaction, it removes a check and balance to me.
What do you feel about self-driving cars and the fact that there might be a situation where that self-driving car decides to kill you instead of killing the pedestrian that's walking down the road?
Yeah,
it's going to have to make that split decision. Someone's going to die.
Absolutely.
It might be you or the pedestrian. So there's a problem.
I'm much more accepting of that than I am the U.S. sending, you know, a fleet of thousands of autonomous killer robots to the Middle East and saying, well, they're trained to only kill the bad guys.
Well, I think the bigger argument is war in general. It's
sure.
Why are we waging war? It's 2016. Why are we still waging war with people when we should be, you know, up to better things?
Well, yes, but we still have that going on, and that is sadly part of our society, and we can't seem to yet get a hold of that. My concern is, again, and I think I share that with the authors of this article and of this paper, is removing a human check and balance on something as crucial as taking a life. And that's a concern. I'm not suggesting a ban, and that's where I'm with the caller on this.
David, thank you for the call. Now, let's get back into the article here a little bit, because I'm still curious on this whole thing of, you know, like, can a robot determine that everybody in a certain area is or is not terrorist? Because right now we've got humans making that decision, and we know after the fact that 90% of the people that are killed in what are called targeted drone strikes, meaning that the person, the intended target, is
right,
supposedly known, by the operator, and, well, 90% of the people that get killed in those are not only not the target, they're not even suspects.
Right. And they're civilians. Yeah.
So, you know, like, well, what happens when these robots are then making the decision and, oh, sorry, didn't mean to kill that caravan of journalists. They were in a targeted area, and so everybody there somehow, something, Al-Qaeda.
Right. So I think what you're trying to compare the certainty percentage of a particular attack. You know, we're 98% certain that the bad guy is in here, and we're 95% certain that there are no innocent civilians around. Therefore, it meets the threshold, and we're going to take it out.
And then after the fact, we find out that 90% of the people that got killed were, in fact, innocent.
It happens. But what this takes out of the picture is that drone operator that's been on the job for 6 months, a year, and he's read, or she has read in the news what happened and put the pieces together, and oh my God, that was my strike that took out that wedding, and it turned out hundreds of people died because of what I did. And they're up on they're piloting their drone, and they
machines don't care. Machines will be like, all
right, right. There's
then
no
go kill more people.
There's no human check, but that person may have a doubt. They may just step away, and this happens over and over in war.
And you were talking about people actually making these decisions. I'm going to say that's not the case any longer. You've got the NSA's Skynet program, which is basing all their drone kills on metadata. Somebody's still pushing the button.
Well, it's not the flying robot that's pushing the button.
Not yet. But the target is being created by programs like Skynet.
And we will continue to see things like that. Like I said, you know, I'm not one who would ever advocate for stifling technology, and there are a lot of really good civilian uses for autonomous drones and autonomous robots. But I seriously question.
Like delivering things that are ordered on the dark net.
Right.
Or even Amazon.
Or even Amazon, yes.
There's also Amazon.
If they ever get off the ground, I think they're dealing with some strict.
The FAA has stepped in to say, well, you've got to register and jump through this hoop and that hoop and something, competition with the post office, give us money.
So a little bit more in this article. Paul Scher, who runs a program on ethical autonomy at the Center for New American Security and was also in Geneva for the talk, says that it's pretty clear that nobody wants Cylons and Terminators, quote unquote. In truth, he says the issue of killer robots is more complicated in reality than it is in science fiction.
Wait till the Second Amendment comes up where you got Hicks out in the woods complaining, I want my own killer robot. Why does government have one? I don't get to have one. Damn it.
855 450 free. This is Free Talk Live and LRN.FM on Skype.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one someone suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.